I know it's become a bit of a crutch lately in the last year or so.
What's this?
Nothing should get between me and coffee.
You're addicted.
I just like my one a day. If I have that, I'm fine. But I wouldn't say I have to have it.
But you enjoy having a cup of coffee.
And on Fridays, my wonderful mother-in-law looks after Ruby. So I finish work.
Yes.
And then I go and I usually get us a coffee on the way home.
A thank you coffee.
Yeah, definitely. Have a bit of a chat and sit down and we enjoy our coffees together. And then she goes on with the rest of her day. On Friday, I put a skip order in for two coffees at Lola, which is nice. It's on the way home. It's nice and easy. And there were no car parks at the front. Not super inconvenient. I was like, I'll just go off to the side street and I'll just park up there and walk a little bit more. The side street was blocked off with
roadworks. Yeah.
Oh my God. The poor guy holding a sign would have copped, well, a silent mouthful because I had my window up, but there were a lot of profanities coming out of my mouth.
You were mouthing off him for doing his job just because there was roadworks.
I know.
Because you didn't get your coffee.
Yeah.
So what did you do with the coffee, the order you had put in?
I left it there.
So you didn't even pick it up?
No. They rang me a couple hours later, like, do you know you've got coffee? And I'm like, yeah, I know. I couldn't get a park.
Couple hours later, I was like, the coffee's cold.
I'm like, I'm sorry, guys. They're like, no, we're sorry. You couldn't get a park.
Has it happened since? Because yesterday, I know you didn't order. You got your coffees?
It was fine. It was all good.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you were shaking and scratching today.
No, I got a park right out the front of Lolly yesterday.